Making After School Cool.
Welcome to the Making After School Cool podcast. The link between research, practice, and theory for those interested in the activities youth are engaged in during non-school hours. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, the division of Harris County Department of Education. And I'm your host, Mike Wilson. As the educational requirements of many jobs continue to increase, so does the number of first-generation college students entering post-secondary institutions. For these students, this occurrence brings with it many opportunities, questions, and challenges. Initially, when should these students begin to prepare for college? Which college would be the best fit for them? And how should they navigate the real world, especially those living from home for the first time? Therefore, our next edition of the Making After School Cool podcast focuses on increasing the odds of college success, especially among low-income first-generation students. To speak on this issue will be my guest, Kathy Rose, the Executive Director of College Community Career. Kathy founded College Community Career in 2012 to focus on helping low-income, first-generation students in the greater Houston area to not only get into college, but to graduate from college.
Back in the day, if we go back and look at it historically, many of the jobs that were out there didn't require a college education, and many of our low-income, underserved communities just graduated from high school and entered those jobs. We often refer to them as blue-collar type jobs, and they just didn't have the means they needed to start working, and that's what they did, and it was a tradition in their family. Many of those jobs now are requiring more education and a bachelor's degree. So for instance, you could have, back in the day, these students' parents may have graduated and gone into the nursing profession, but that was maybe a certificate, or maybe they got their associate's degree in nursing. But now in a hospital, in order to actually do patient care and be able to move up and have some responsibilities as a true RN nurse, you have to have a bachelor's degree.
So please join us for this episode of the Making After School Cool podcast as we continue to explore issues relevant to the needs of the out-of-school time field.